Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/todayieffedup. Now, in today's first post, as you can tell by the title, this unlucky Reddit user gets his job taken away from him because of one of his comments on Reddit. I think this has got to be the first time I've ever seen someone get fired from their job because of something they've said on Reddit, but wow, sounds unbelievable. Let's get into it. Today, I effed up by losing a job over a Reddit post. I got a call yesterday morning from the employer I signed a work contract with, informing me that my Reddit account had been linked with a post about falsifying information on my resume. I'm not even sure how the employer I signed a work contract with even found my Reddit, as it isn't linked to any personal email, my name, or other social media usernames. But the post they linked me to was a comment I made on a post in r/illegallifeprotips, where a user suggested people lie and fake documents on their resume to get a job. My comment was essentially saying that was a terrible idea, and I would just really sell myself on the duties I have done in the resume rather than lie and fake documents. I tried explaining how I did not make the post, but rather a comment on the post basically telling people not to obey the post. This wasn't acceptable to them, apparently. The recruiter and his manager I went through to get the job even went as far as to tell my future employer that the post was nothing to worry about. I guess they didn't accept that answer, because I got a call later saying my offer of employment had been rescinded for embellishments on my resume. But when I asked for specific examples of embellishments and just what the embellishments were, they wouldn't ever give me any and just said, "You have embellishments on your resume." They had encouraged me to put in a 2 weeks notice so I could start with them early as well. So now I have already quit my current job, but lost the job I was going to over a Reddit post that I didn't even make. This position would have been a $20,000 a year pay raise from my current job, and I lost it over some stupid confusion and my Reddit account being linked to the title of a post I commented on, basically. I'd already signed all sorts of work agreements with them, and I even had a start date. I'm sorry, guys, but all I can think in this story is just what a stupid future employer you were going to have, OP. I mean, really, if they've seen a Reddit post, they've seen your comment, which is saying, no, don't do what is in that Reddit post. But then they're saying that, you know, you are embellishing your resume when clearly you're saying to people, no, don't do that. Literally the opposite of do that. And then they're saying, no, you're not allowed the job because of that reason. That just makes me think that you're actually dodging a massive bullet by not taking that job, or I guess not even being offered that job anymore, or that job being taken away from you. Because let's be honest, right? If they're so stupid and dumb enough not to understand the difference between someone saying do something and then someone else, OP, saying no, do not do that. In fact, do the absolute opposite of that. Work with what you've got. Then yeah, that's not a company that I really want to be working with. How stupid are they? I mean, seriously, it's so mind-blowing how stupid this company is. To be fair, OP, I get it. Losing that 20,000 pay raise, that must hurt. But if you think about it, long-term, I don't want to be at that company. They just sound idiotic. Now moving on to our second story. Today, I effed up by losing £110 and trying to verify my identity to prevent credit card fraud. I got a call from the company that issues my Amazon card that my card was possibly compromised. Part of the process for disputing the charges is to verify your identity by taking a 5-second video and sending a photo of your driver's license. My 5-second video is me at £170, and the picture on my license is 2 years old and me at £280. So their verification said my selfie video didn't match the picture on my ID and failed to verify my account so I could dispute the charges. The only other option was to send a letter to my house, which would take 7 to 10 days, and my accounts would be locked until I filled out the paperwork and sent it back to them, which kind of sucks with the timing and all. Now, just for some further information and clarification to update the story, I logged into my account with the company that issued the card after receiving a text and automated call from the card issuer. It was late at night when I made the initial call about the suspicious charges, so when I ran into the verification problem, I didn't want to take the time to push the issue with the person I got in contact with when I called. I ensure that the account was locked and just made this post. I called back this morning and was able to verify a different way. The two charges were disputed and the account got closed and transferred to a new account. I'll also be going to see about updating my ID. Well, yeah, I definitely think it's about time you update your ID. I mean, you've literally lost almost a half of yourself. How mad is that? £110, I've got to say, OP. Round of applause. Seriously. Insane. It's like, to lose that much weight is just mental. It's absolutely mental. So commendable. Incredible stuff. I've got to say, yeah, obviously see this whole experience as a positive one. If you literally cannot be identified by your former self now because you've lost that much weight for the better, that's incredible. That just shows what an amazing difference you've made to your life and what amazing hard work you put in to achieve such insane results. Definitely get a new ID because it sounds like you're just a new person at this point. Amazing. I mean, let alone the physical transformation that you've gone through. I wonder how it's affected you mentally and just, you know, how you feel about yourself now. Probably incredible. To go through something like that, lose all that weight, you're a legend, OP. You're an absolute legend. Now moving on to our third story. Today I effed up by playing a game on my phone and sexually assaulting a college girl. Obligatory happened when I was in college about 2 years ago. I'm a male of South Asian descent. I was about 26 years old at the time. I probably look like the typical person you'd say, go back to India, you blank, around the US. I play an augmented reality mobile game like my life depends on it, and I'm guilty of not paying attention to my surroundings. This forms the foundation for the story. This man-child of a person that is me was rushing to class while playing the mobile game. Not rushing as fast as Scarlett from Gone with the Wind, but could rival her in other avenues perhaps. Eyes glued to my phone, legs carrying me through flights of stairs, little holes in the walls, through crevices only the most seasoned students of the campus were aware of. Just my typical day, really. Then I effed up while crossing a bridge. Silly me decided to pick up the pace, because 1:24 has just hit the clock and class is at 1:30. No big deal, I've done this before. As I'm playing my game and letting my muscle memory take me to my destination, where my head will be sliced open for an agonizing 80 minutes, I F up. I bumped into a lady, shoulder to shoulder, and my phone caused an invisible dent on her arm. We'll call this lady Merida. Merida had glistening golden curls in that monstrosity of a nest on her pineapple-shaped head. Possibly brown or green eyes, I wasn't paying attention. She was most definitely not my type. You'll see why in a bit. As I bump into Merida, I quickly apologize and continue on my way. Then the brakes hit instinctively in response to the wail of an angry, furious, livid Merida. Oh god, I effed up. I'm a bit shaky and I turn around to face the wrath of Medusa herself as I'm stunned and just about speechless. I don't remember word for word about the screaming that followed, so some exaggeration is inevitable.
You sick idiot! Why can't we feel safe anywhere we go? Did it feel good? Maybe they don't teach you about assault where you came from. An apology isn't serious if the assault was intended. How dare you?
I am very sorry. It was an accident. I was hurrying.
Shut the F up, you pervert. You've gone away with this for far too long. But I'm not the kind of woman who's going to turn the other way. I will be reporting you to the campus police.
She uttered the P word that we saw before, and my whole world came crashing down. I can't get deported over this while not having finished schooling, and matters were made worse as more and more people began to slow down to get an idea of what was going on, with a couple of others beginning to form a small crowd to watch You Are Not the Father show. I continue.
Miss, I assure you it was a mistake, an accident. I was Stop it! Save your excuses for the cops. You're finished.
Miss, please, hear me out. It really was an accident. I wasn't paying attention, and I wouldn't assault anyone. I'm married.
I proceed to wave my wedding ring in her face from a distance.
Oh, you're freaking married? Does your wife know what a disgusting POS you are? Don't you dare move anywhere.
Merida.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
begins fiddling with her phone in an attempt to locate the campus police phone number, I presume.
Miss, please listen to me. It was an accident. I'm trying to explain. I wouldn't assault you because I'm married. Please, look at this.
I admit I was trying to take advantage of the situation because I had a secret weapon that would slap her hard in the face, which was pretty basic, my wedding photos.
Do not come near me!
Okay, but please, look at these photos from my wedding. She hesitates, but looks. Her face is now pale. Merida is speechless. I can see she's trying to find words, but her vocabulary has deserted her for 5 seconds. Without saying anything further, she turns around and scurries off. Without an apology, with everyone around us probably assuming I showed her a snippet of Two Girls, One Cup. I breathed a sigh of relief and continued on to class. I did not play my mobile game on the way again that day. I did get to class late, but whatever. Oh, what scared Merida off, you're wondering? I was smooching and hugging my husband in the wedding photos. Oh wow, that genuinely explains so much, because I was honestly just thinking there, why would you showing her a photo of your marriage impact her decision on whether or not she thinks that you assaulted her? Because, you know, obviously a married man or a married woman can easily still sexually assault someone, you know, being married doesn't change that. But that makes sense now, because you are obviously gay, you married a man, you are a man, OP is a man, by the way, he's a man. Yeah, that maybe informed her decision as to why maybe it wasn't the best idea to accuse someone wrongly of sexual assault. I mean, seriously, yes, this guy obviously shouldn't have been looking at his phone whilst running to class, but people do that all the time, and people bump into each other all the time. It's a standard thing, right? I don't think that she can then just leap to that incredible conclusion that it's sexual assault purely because you bumped into her. I get that we got to be careful about, you know, sexual assault, and that sort of stuff has got to be, obviously, taken highly seriously and reported if you ever hear or see anything. But let's not go to this extreme, where we're now reporting people for bumping into one another. I mean, seriously, especially a married man. No, can't say that, we can't say that. Now moving on to our final post. Today I effed up by nearly nominating myself for a Darwin Award. Standard disclaimer that this wasn't today. This was actually about 12 years ago. At 18, me and my best mates moved out from our parents and rented a house together. This period of my life was pretty much non-stop parties, interspersed with occasionally going to uni or work. I was basically drunk from 2008 to 2011. What I will also say is I'm a fairly intelligent guy. I'm not Einstein, but I was always top of my class, so I'm not really sure how I could have been this stupid, even drunk. In the house, our bathroom was downstairs for some reason, and was right next to the kitchen. Wow, that's the same as mine in my uni. The toilet was right next to the bathroom door, and there was a gap of about an inch under the door. Me and my mate got into the habit of waiting until the other was having a poo, and then lighting small fireworks or sparklers and posting them under the door right next to their feet. Not sensible, but funny, definitely funny. Anyway, one day I came home, drunk, and my pal was taking a dump. So, I sprung into action and grabbed the sparklers and tried to find a lighter to no avail. We didn't have gas hobs, so that was out of the equation. In my hurry to scare him, I had a thought. We'd use the heating element in the toaster to light a joint before now. Surely it would also light a sparkler. Now, I'm pretty sure that sparkler is the international term, but just for the avoidance of doubt, a sparkler is a long metal stick that is coated in combustible material at one end to give a pretty light show. Not the sort of thing you want to be putting in a toaster. So, I put it in the toaster. Almost immediately, there is a very loud bang. I get a mildly painful shock up my arm, and all the lights and electrics go off. The toaster is smoking and never works again. Straight away, I become sober and just think, oh yeah, that was freaking stupid. I was never very good at science, so I'm not sure why I'm not dead. But on the plus side, I did scare my mates. Anyways, it's 12 years later, and I'm European head of health and safety at my company now. Oh, of course you are. And that, boys and girls, is just a little snippet of some of the sort of stuff that goes on at university. I'm not gonna lie, I can't say I've ever done anything as stupid as that in my 3 years at uni. But yeah, I did some pretty regrettable stuff. Let's just leave it at that and not speak about that anymore. In terms of this actual story, yeah, pretty hilarious to do what you did. But putting a sparkler in a toaster to light it, not the most genius thing. I mean, I like the idea, you know, obviously giving your mate a scare when he's on the toilet and you can't really do much in that situation, can you? But no, probably not the best way to go about it. I mean, yeah, fair enough, you were drunk. It is the case, though, when you do stupid stuff like that and you're drunk and then suddenly you're like, oh my God, what have I just done? You sober up like that. It's just like, oh Jesus, I'm in big trouble here. Yeah, you're lucky not to have really given yourself a big, a proper, a damaging electrical shock. Lucky it was just a little one that did cause you some pain, I'm not going to lie, but doesn't seem too bad and you're probably all right now. Pretty insane stuff and pretty incredible that you're now head of safety. Your job. Just mental, isn't it, how life works sometimes. Amazing story. Loved it. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Today I Effed Up. As I said recently, this is definitely one of my most favorite subreddits at the moment. So yeah, if you guys enjoy me, you know, narrating these stories to you, drop a like on this video and comment down below that you love it so you know that I'll make more. You know, makes sense. If you like it, I like it. Let's carry on. Great relationship we've got here. If you want more from this subreddit right away, check out this playlist of all my Today I Effed Up videos. If you are new to my channel, make sure you are subscribed. And finally, if you would like some merch, then that is also down here as well. All right, guys, see you later on with a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.